We about to start the recording of the Professionally Silly Podcast, episode 306, I believe. Mm-hmm. Or 307, one of the two. Let me look. It is episode 307.
307.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Wait, did you do anything for 300?
Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast.
My goodness.
Peacefully, listeners. This is the podcast where its silliness is taken seriously. It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we like to shoot the shit, where random as topics that we discuss can meet comedy. We can do this. We be funny on here.
We be funny.
Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. Welcome to my buddy, my bestie, Wesley, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin.
Hey, what's going on? DJ Hey Cousin, a.k.a. Bruh Man from the A-Flow, a.k.a. That guy who you asked to borrow $5 from, but somehow you just ain't seen him in a couple years. Oddly enough, you just ain't seen them. That's odd, huh?
Yeah, I'm waiting on that $5, by the way.
What?
Like, as soon as you get that to me.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. I'll food stamp you that.
Food stamp me that?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Great. I'll wait for that. That'll hit my bank when? Exactly.
Anyway, what are our topics for today? What's going on, y'all? What's the topics?
So today, we got a few things that we want to discuss with you guys. Obviously, the internet be interneting. Things be happening.
Per use.
And as I'm sure many of you are aware, it is Black History Month. You know, raise your hand if you know that. You know, put your fucking hand down. What the
course,
hell?
Of course you didn't know.
Of course you didn't know.
Josh. Of course your ass forgot.
Fucking Bobby ass.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And Walter, that's a horrible argument. Well, how come there's no White History Month? Shut up.
That is every damn year.
It's a horrible argument.
How dare you? So we got a few things we want to talk about. One of those things is gatekeeping. We want to discuss gatekeeping. This is not for Black History Month. This is just in lieu of the topic that we're going to discuss, because Wesley has some Black History interesting fact or facts. I don't know.
I do?
I mean, you told me you did.
I
this is going to be real weird, because I'm keeping all this in. You better have it.
There's someone... His birthday was yesterday, and he died today. So that's a very odd and kind of complete life, if you think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His name's Dwayne McDuffie. He's a comic writer.
Oh, snap.
And a producer. He's been contributed to making some of your favorite superhero pieces. Justice League Unlimited, Static Shock.
Ooh.
That's him. He made that. Yeah.
I mean, you had me at Justice League, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Young Justice that came out around, 2013, that got rebooted. Ben 10. Ben 10 is him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? His material has been used in so much stuff. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Now, you fucking know
Agents,
that's my
Agents
show.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Let me tell y'all, ladies and gentlemen,
used
okay,
a lot of his material.
Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is, like, one of my, like, top 10 favorite shows. I love that fucking show. So, yeah, you're right. You rocked my world with that one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I love that fucking show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What was his name again?
Dwayne McDuffie.
Happy Black History Month to Dwayne McDuffie and
exactly.
All of us.
Exactly. And happy birthday and RIP to him.
Yes, damn. That's a lot.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
How do you die the day after your birthday?
That sucks. That's complete to me.
That is complete.
That's the best way to go out. If I can die on January 18th. That'd be dope, low key.
Yeah, we have to watch out for next year. Hey, knock on some wood real quick. And we are clear.
All right, yeah, we're good. So, I mean, that's not, I know that might not be like, making the telephone or peanut butter or a caller ID, but, you know, without those stories, we wouldn't be here today. From a cultural standpoint.
Exactly.
And whether you like to argue it or not, superheroes are the new Greek myths. Those are Zeus's, those are our John Henry's, those are our...
That's a good way of looking at that.
Our Poseidon's and you know, all that stuff. Even the way it affects us now and affects these new stories of Superman, Batman, Static Shock, and all these things, those affect how we view morale, justice, honor, because those things aren't taught to us. the same way, you know, say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
And, you know, this it's not taught in that same clear cut manner.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, make sure you close the toilet seat when you're done using it. You know, it's not taught in that same direct manner. I wish it was. I wish
just
honor
triggered the shit out of me with that last comment.
Yeah, I know. I wish honor was taught in that direct way. I wish justice was taught in that direct way. I wish having morale and right and wrong and knowing when to step into a situation and to protect people. That's what these things teach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to creating good people.
I agree with you. I actually never looked at it like that before. I've never seen you so full of passion. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a single tear dropping from his cheek right now, being just creating a puddle in the beginning of his beard.
Yeah, I'm the. This is a very niche reference from the 80s, but I'm that Indian that with the single tear after someone threw some trash on the highway.
Single tear sadness.
Yeah,
I'm almost getting the Michael Jordan meme. Even of sadness, that's passion that you just shared with how much you love grown men in tights with superpowers.
Yeah, that's a little much. The whole Michael Jordan meme, that's a little much now. Okay, I'm not crying. Okay, yes, I dig a little misty eye because I'm passionate, but not, come on now. Hey, all right, I'm not over here in the fetal position crying over superheroes. Okay, chill out.
Oh, Superman saved my life.
See, now I want to get in the fetal position over here and cry.
Yeah, no,
and say, Superman saved my life.
Batman.
Aquaman's a real good superhero. Real good.
Yeah, you kind of ruined that.
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, man, let's go ahead and get on with the show. Lots of great topics to discuss today. It's going to make you think, make you laugh. Yeah, you're still for a good old time.
Good old time.
Yeah. Now, listen, before we go on to the next segment, coming up next, I want to share with you something random from Mara. She is one of the co-hosts of the Sisters Who Kill podcast and a good friend of mine. She sent me something and I could barely understand it. I didn't keep the audio, so it doesn't do it justice, but we're going to go ahead and get into that up next. It's the Professionally Silly podcast. Before we broke just now, we were talking about Mara. Okay, so she sent me a voice message on my cell phone. You heard it. And it was just, it sounded like she was, like, it was raining around
her.
Oh,
yeah, the sound, about you. First of all, you can barely hear what she was saying.
You can hear anything she was saying.
Based off of the sound you're hearing behind her, it seemed like she was either in the jungle or a subway was passing by. It was something. I don't know.
I was like, you sound like you in an underpass, like, while it's raining outside, but I can't hear nothing you saying.
Okay, I made up an ending line for your podcast, and you can take it or leave it. It's totally up to you.
Okay, so we're just going to stop it there. Okay, because it's a lot.
Why is this happening? I don't know. What's happening right now?
I'm about to tell you what her response was, because she actually texted us back.
Ah, okay.
So she said, I was actually walking in traffic through an underpass in LA.
Ah, nailed it. Nailed it.
I guess was right. She said, why the tag team roast? OMG. Yeah, we kind of
roast is a strong word. It was just commentary.
It was commentary. It was all like, right. Yo, why you sound like you being born? Like what? The idea was horrible, bro. This is what she sent in response.
I hope you can hear me now. Testing 1, 2, motherfucking 3. Walking, and I have on these leggings, and I was walking through traffic, and I was like, you know what? And I passed gas. I'm walking by myself, so whatever. And so I was sitting here thinking, like, one of my biggest fears since I was a child, do you ever wonder if you're walking and people can see the fart bubble from behind you, and you're just constantly trusting that it's air and no one can see it, but like, what if somebody sees the fart bubble?
Hey, yo. First of all, I would like to believe everyone's had this thought before at least once. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just pooted. Oh, did they see that? Like, did they? And it all depends on what you got on. Like, of course not jeans, but a skirt. You got sweats on. You got some with a little more malleability to it. You know what I mean? Then there's a good chance that if you pooted. And, of course, like, the strength of the poot, too.
Yeah, the strength of the poot matters. And let me tell you this right now, professionally silly listeners. Mara has a point, and I think that I'm going to go ahead and say that she's probably not the only one who's had that thought. I certainly have. I always wondered if somebody can feel that. I mean, not feel it, but like see it visually happen.
But here's the thing. Okay, let's play this out. Let's play this fear out. You're somewhere. You just had some chili or a corn dog or some beans, whatever. And you're letting it rip. You look around first. You let it rip. Came out a little stronger than you
Make
thought.
That sound again.
You felt some movement back there. Look around. All of a sudden, someone taps you on the shoulder. Hey, I saw that. Just let you know. I saw that.
First of all,
you ripped it.
Can you imagine experiencing that? Like farting, thinking to yourself, "Oh, I'm confident in this. I can take a pooch. No,
nobody
it's
saw.
Fine.
I'm good. Nobody saw.
Nobody saw anything." And then you feel a tapping. I noticed that you just farted. Like, what the fuck?
It's hilarious. You get to live after that. Okay. Jeez. Yeah, you might die of embarrassment, quote unquote. But it's just embarrassment of two. Like, it's just you and one other person. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of people's fear, a lot of the time, is based off of, like, what they would do in this situation. And because they would do that thing, it's like, then, of course, other would do it too. Like, so I should be afraid for my life. So are you saying that in this, if it was flipped and you saw somebody poop and you saw somebody rip one, you'd be like, hey, did you just poop? Oh my God. Everybody look, she just pooped.
Yo, hey, yo, she pooped it. I know you pooped it. I saw it.
You pooped it, I saw you.
Hey, yo, she pooped it. Oh my God, you know it's funny? Is that Marat has no idea that just became a segment today. Marat, thank you so much for that random ass.
No, this is what she wanted. This is what she wanted.
I mean, she knows I have a podcast.
This is exactly what she wanted. You don't just hit somebody up that has a podcast. Hey, would this be a good topic?
Ah, shit. You know what? Then I definitely owe Kaylee and Katie from The Bird Show an apology. Because we sent them a crazy ass fucking voice message a few weeks ago. Because, like, I thought, okay, here's my thing. I thought that Kaylee's wife was, like, a professional beautician, waxist, whatever. Okay, so what I did was I did not have Kaylee's wife's number, you know, and she's really cool. Like, I met her at the Christmas party. Great chick. I actually think we could be really good friends. So I asked, I text Kaylee, actually sent him a voice message.
She was adamant about this, by the way, y'all. She was adamant to get this done.
Because we were having a discussion about whether or not it's okay to, like, can you wax your gooch?
Yeah, wax your gooch. And for people who don't know your gooch, all right, that's the behind the balls.
It's what the white folk call the taint.
Yes, the taint.
It's taint your ass, taint your other thing.
Between the booty hole and the balls.
You know what's funny is that when we were talking about this in the Burt Show, none of them knew what a gooch was.
Oh, of course.
Me and Katie or Mo were the only ones. And we were like, is that a cultural thing? It's like gooch.
Obviously.
Do we own gooch?
We might.
I mean, it's Black History Month. Is this what we want to own right now?
I don't, yeah.
All right, cool. To the gooch.
Exactly. I'll take it.
To the gooch. So anyways, so I asked Kaylee to ask his wife, you know, if that's okay. I was thinking about the heat of the wax, and that's a soft area. You know what I'm saying? And so he's like, well, you know, she's actually out of town right now, and she's on a plane headed somewhere. I feel like that's how he sounds in my head.
Yeah.
She's on a plane headed somewhere, and I don't know. And so he kept the voice message, because, you know, on iPhones you can keep a voice message, and I noticed he kept it, and I was like, oh fuck, I'm going to regret. He's going to bring this onto the Bird Show, aka the Big Show.
Yep.
He's going to bring it onto the show.
Yep.
I know it. It's a matter of time. 2 weeks later, he did. And I got a chance to explain myself as to why I asked. One, I was like two or three Yinglings in within 1 hour.
First of all, you think that helps you?
Shut up.
Do you think that helps you?
Shut your face. Second, I thought that his wife was like a waxologist, like, you know, people who do waxings.
Hold on.
Turns out.
A waxed ologist.
Isn't that what people call themselves? They always put ologist at the end of shit now.
Is that?
I'm a lockologist. I'm a eyelashologist. They just be adding ologist behind shit these days. Have you not noticed that?
I'm a real niggaologist.
Yeah, bro. You know, I'm a tittyologist. You know what I mean? We out here. I'm a waterologist, bro. I drink that shit every day.
All the time. Every day.
You know what I'm saying?
I know I can tell the difference between spring and alkaline.
There you go. I'm a Checkers friesologist. I love them shits.
Oh, word. I'm a Chick-fil-A friesologist, actually.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
I just learned something new about you.
Oh,
me I didn't
too.
Know that you had a degree in that type of ology.
Me neither.
That's
I
fire.
I saw the certificate, fire. But I didn't really look at it.
Mm-hmm. You should start reading my my degrees that I don't hang on my wall.
Yeah, I should.
So it turns out she is not a waxologist. She's actually a tanning expert, a tanning professional. She actually does that professionally. I forget the name of the place. It's in Atlanta somewhere, I think. Someplace expensive and rich. I can't afford it.
Of course.
And also, I don't need tanning, so I didn't really look this up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it turns out, you know, tanning specialists are not exactly waxing ologists.
Yeah, not all of them have the dual certification.
Which completely now understand why Kaylee was so confused as to why I would ask him to ask his wife, is it okay if we wax our gooches? As you know, and because Kaylee's dope as shit, he's really dope. Like the things that we discuss at work is crazy. So I really felt comfortable asking him that.
Yeah.
I will never do that shit again.
You learned your lesson. Good job.
But at the same time, I did my due diligence for Black History Month and I told them what gooch was.
Exactly. Exactly.
They now know what gooch is.
And that's a good day.
It is a good day.
That's yeah.
What the fuck were we talking about before this?
Well, you started with what's her name's voice message.
Did we finish that?
And, yeah, we did. And then we got into your Burt Show stuff.
Okay.
And then now we're here.
All right, great.
Great.
End of segment.
Yes. Please.
It's the professional.
Really silly podcast. We're talking about gatekeeping earlier, and it's amazing. And like gatekeeping is cool to a degree. Like there are some things that should be gatekept for the sake of scarcity and value and the true, like people who truly like that thing and, you know, being associated with thing, whatever. But blackness is a whole thing entirely, like an entire culture, an entire like state of being. Mm-hmm. That's something entirely. You know what I mean? And it's so weird how we gatekeep that particular thing just because, oh, you like Celine Dion records or well, she's a little more accepted now.
Well,
but
you know, they be getting on me when I
you like Nickelback.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
I mean, anime is some that was scrutinized for a while. That's gained more acceptance over over the past decade and whatnot.
I still think that's just white though. I'm just playing.
I mean, like goth shit. You know, mm-hmm. the goth blacks that exist. You know, there
must be country music till Beyonce.
You know, yes, exactly. You know what I mean? To me, my view, my stance on that is, black isn't something you have to earn or be worthy of. It's just something you are. It's just something you are.
Yeah.
It's something
whether
you are.
I listen to Nickelback or give me something real black, I'm having a hard time thinking. No, but whether I listen to
EBT
Nickelback
cards.
Or Cardi B or Tupac or, you know, anybody, you know, Fat Joe, Jay-Z, it don't matter.
Griselda.
Right. Fucking
Conway, the machine or whatever, like, you know
right,
what I'm
saying? Andre 3000's flute solos. Yeah. It don't matter, bro, because no matter what I listen to or what I enjoy, I'm still black. When I'm being followed by a cop car, I still have like a little anxiety there. I'm still concerned, even though I ain't do nothing wrong.
Exactly.
I still got those same problems of social cues and anxieties of our, you know, of the black culture, just because my interests are quote unquote not white. Mm-hmm. I mean, not black, doesn't mean that I'm less black. And that shit pisses me off.
You know, so yeah. And it's something that most of us have learned to take in stride because it's just part of the overall conditioning of the world we were grown up and exist in, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean, one of the like this is one of the few moments where we can really talk about it and or at least vent to a little bit, just, you know, with some humor, but you know, just it's been a little bit.
I have a question actually that I wonder, because as you know, black folk, we love to gatekeep all kinds of shit, you know what I mean?
And, but there's a lot of shit we don't gatekeep, you know. Yeah. How many times we'll let the white folks to the party. You know what I'm saying? Just cause he know a little, he know a couple dances, and his potato salad, all right?
Dance.
And he don't got no raisins in it. I mean, it's straight to me.
It's just crazy. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think, like, when, like, for instance, when a white woman gets braids or cornrows or something like that, there are a lot of people who were like, well, I don't know if this is gatekeeping, but I think a lot of people do tend to kind of confuse gatekeeping and also cultural
appropriation.
They get those two confused, like disrespecting someone and disagreeing with someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they're cousins of each other.
Yeah.
They're cousins of each other.
They can.
Yeah, they can. Mm-hmm. Some people might even argue they're sort of reactions to one another, mm-hmm. like one then the other, and, you know, like dominoes falling. But as far as the white lady hair braiding thing, I'm cool with that because of so many biddies, so many of our clan that got blonde hair right now.
Facts. That's
so
true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
From highlights to a whole wig to whatever.
Would you consider that like just plain old hypocrite, just being a hypocrite?
Because
it'd be mostly them who'll be upset on how other cultures wear their hair or their garments or their clothing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'd be understanding if they've never done it and they never did it, and it's not even some that we had an understanding of, and then we saw a white woman with braids. We saw Adele like randomly when in that picture. Then it'd be different. But it's not.
Yeah.
It's not at all. It's not.
Okay.
So that's just balance.
All right.
Unfortunate. It's an unfortunate balance, but it's a balance.
Yeah, I think no matter whether the topic is gatekeeping or cultural appropriation or even just envy, you know, because there's just a lot going on many different topics of that realm where people are just like, oh, well, you can't like this because you're not like us.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and the word you used a minute ago, envy, I think every culture will always have a little envy for every other culture because of what you naturally just won't be able to have due to not being in that skin. You know what I'm saying? We, of course, black folks gonna want good credit. You know what I'm saying? Of course, mm-hmm. we like to be able to walk around and not be ostracized. Same way, white folks will love some rhythm, and to be able to actually say they made most of the dope shit in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they made White Claw. You gotta give it to them.
I'll give them that. Same way, you know, has Hispanics with. You know, we would love, you know, that sense of community. We would love yeah. that flavor that they have. You know, same way they would love.
Let me tell you something. The Hispanic community, they will lean on each other. I mean, I'm talking about they will lean. But in the black community, it feels like if you ask for help, you're weak.
And yeah, you, mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
You should already have your stuff together. I'm kicking you out at 18.
Yeah.
This and that. You know what I'm saying? There are multiple generations within the Hispanic community that live under one roof, and that's just how it is.
Facts.
And it's not
five generations under the same roof.
Yeah.
Just a support system out of this world, bro.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And that's very understandable to be envious of.
Well, let me also ask you about this since we're on the subject. Messiah, remember, he was on the show not too long ago. He's one of the Burt Show interns, and he brought onto a question about if you live at your parents' house at the age of 22, because that's how old he is.
Yeah.
Does that make you less than of an adult? Because he's looking at it coming from an angle of a lot of his friends have apartments and this and that. But he also doesn't know what their financial shit is.
Exactly. That was going to be my first touching point.
You know, because I'm in my 30s and I live at home. I've not been here the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in LA for 10 years, and before that, I had several apartments and all that stuff. But you know, y'all know what the market looking like right
As
now.
I was just about to say, everybody's thinking the same shit. The current economic state of the world.
Yeah.
The current just state of the world, as far as just a violent standpoint, just how people are moving right now. Like, a lot of parents have no problem letting their children stay with them for a little bit longer, mm-hmm. just so they can get their, I don't even get their shit together, but be able to truly
get ready
build
for this crazy,
really, yeah,
economic bullshit.
Yeah, truly build a foundation under them, especially given the fact that houses are more expensive than ever to buy, and there's a good chance that a lot of us won't be able to buy a house.
Renting these days costs as much as a fucking mortgage.
Which is the better option nowadays. Renting is better than buying right now, just given the circumstances of everything. But to answer his question, he's good.
That's what I told him.
He's good.
And
he's
paying his mother rent, and the basement is like his own little apartment, his own entrance and all that stuff. I don't think that makes you less of a man or less of an adult.
Yeah, he can still take care of his shit under those circumstances.
Yeah, take that time, save your money, and when things is fire, and if you're ready to move out, you can go ahead and do that, and you can be one of those people who won't have to go back because you'll have something saved up on your back end.
Yeah, and going back to what we were saying at the beginning, you have no idea what these folks' circumstances are financially. You don't know you don't know whose crib they living in. You don't know how much they're paying.
Might be bankrupt. Do you have any idea? My father's a bankruptcy attorney. He has tons of clients and has had tons of clients. I mean, he's been doing this for like over 30 years. He's had many, many, many clients who have these expensive-ass things that they can't fucking afford.
Mm-hmm.
That is why they declare bankruptcy.
Keeping up with them Joneses.
You know what I'm saying? You can't keep... I mean, my last name is Jones, but I'm frugal as fuck. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't buy a lot. Unless you're worth it.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. I appreciate it. That was a really good little topic. I feel like an adult, man.
No, you should. You should.
Smiles Jones on NPR.
We're going to go do taxes after this.
Let's discuss taxes, politics, religion, and all the deep topics.
Yes, let's discuss all the taboo things that are very difficult to really come to an conclusion about.
I'm
going to
take a hard
stance
on every hot take I can.
This is now going to be the professionally really, really kind of not silly, but sometimes silly podcast.
Yeah, that's a great title, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and get that trademarked.
Thank you. Thank you.
Air 5. I thought you were going to actually do it. I was wondering if you were going to. Okay. It's the professionally silly podcast. Do you think they'll hear it if I don't press record?
Of course. Of course. They all have telepathy. All your audience.
The entire audience has telepathy? Oh,
yeah. Trust them.
Can you imagine the dirty shit that I have been thinking while on microphone? Are you kidding me?
I'm sure you've recorded at least once, like, with less than what you have on now.
Yeah. Oh, man. So this is gross. Let's go ahead and do a hard left turn.
I mean, I want to give somebody whiplash. I want to give a whiplash right now.
Yeah, my neck hurt. Okay, so this has come across my feed of the internet, and I think it's awesome. I'm really excited to share this with you because it's really nice to talk about something good, something pro-black, something pro-youth, something pro- thank fucking God there's at least one of you out there.
Out of the sea of despair and doom, we see.
Yeah, oh my God. So it says, 16-year-old teacher goes viral, okay? Let me tell you why that's amazing. Because I also said 16-year-old teacher. It is a young black girl. I think her name is Shania Muhammad. I may be pronouncing her first name wrong. I'm not really sure. But
you're probably accurate.
Shania, okay. So she is 16 years old, and she went viral after hopping on a TikTok trend and sharing her experience as a third grade teacher.
I'm a 16-year-old teacher. Of course I know what goes on in the teacher's lounge. I'm a 16-year-old teacher. Of course I'm still kicking it with my homegirls on the weekend. Like, what? I'm a 16-year-old teacher. Of course I'm going to dress a little more professional and business casual. I'm a 16-year-old teacher. Y'all, I'm fully aware I don't look 16, but your girl was born in 2007. I'm a 16-year-old teacher. Of course I got a Stanley. I'm a 16-year-old teacher. Of course I was on the Jennifer Hudson show. Like, what? That's J-Hood. I'm a 16-year-old teacher, and I just dropped my book, Rewrite, Listen, 13 in College, How I Did It, and you can go buy it right now.
Shania is currently the youngest teacher in America, and during her recent appearance on the Jennifer Hudson show, she opened up about her educational journey.
I started college when I was 13 years old, and since then, at 14, I graduated with 2 associate's degrees on the same day, and I could tell you that day was insane.
The same day?
The same day. And that's when, at 15, I graduated again, making history at Langston University.
Langston University.
Langston University.
I know a little something about that.
Langston University. I graduated with my bachelor's, and now I'm 16, a third grade teacher, the youngest teacher in the United States. And working on my master's of business and administration and marketing. So I will finish my MBA in the spring and I'll make history again at 16 years old.
So that is amazing. We have a young black girl killing it. I'm not saying she's not doing these things, but I'm not seeing her twerking online. And it's just nice to see a young lady doing something wonderful.
You know, it is. It's great.
And no offense to those who, that's what they do. And do you, boo. But I'm just really proud of this child. This is amazing.
Yeah, and of course, like, this is the exception. Like, of course, there are so many people doing so many great things that don't get shouted out. And this is just one out of the many. But this is something to look at and be like, damn, all right, we are going in. All right, we are going in.
Yeah.
There's there's always just back and forth between, we're not doing enough. You know, we're not really talking about the stuff we need to do. Da, 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 da. And hey, shut up. It's not that bad. We live in the best time never to be alive. Shut your goddamn mouth and just go ahead and continue living. And as usual, it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I think my issue, I guess, is why my tone came out the way it did, is because we have, like, for instance, how many times we done seen Sexy Red and Blueface and his and all this other shit trending all over social media, trending all over everything. Meanwhile, this young lady had to do a TikTok trend in order to be recognized for being the youngest school teacher in America.
Yeah.
I did not hear about her until, like, I want to say a couple of weeks ago is when I first heard about her. And then I heard on In the Moment podcast, they discussed her too. And it's always been on my topics to discuss on the show.
Yeah.
And I was planning on doing it actually today. But I think it's amazing that I had to kind of come across this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that she's not everywhere. Yeah. But
yeah. Because she should be promoted.
Yeah. I'm seeing Christianes and Blueface and Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj beef and Britney Spears dancing around with knives and shit and smoking and. Like, I'm seeing all kinds of things, but I'm not seeing as much praise on the youth who are doing things like this. I'm seeing all the gunshots and school shootings and bombings and wars and this and that and ass and titties. And now I'm seeing dicks. Recently, I was on Twitter and this dude was like, yo, get ready with me. And like his whole schlong was out, like from dick out to complete fit. Why was that necessary? And also there's another dude, he's clearly on OnlyFans, but he's always like making videos where he's getting ready and doing things like making coffee, but he's wearing like boxer briefs. So his print's out and everything he fucking does. Like, I get it. You got a big dick, but do you have anything else, bro? But I'm also not in the dude, so maybe that's why it doesn't work for me. But there's a lot of thirsty bitches in them comment sections like, oh my God, daddy, yes. But I'm seeing these things, but I'm not seeing enough of a 16-year-old teacher, a black female 16-year-old teacher in America. Like, I'm not saying every 16-year-old person needs to be a teacher or a physicist or go to college, but it's just nice to see this type of ambition and this type of success on someone who looks like me. And I fucking love it. I'm here for it.
Well, bro, I'll say this and we can be done. Like, you know, like I said, with the whole back, you know, the pendulum swinging both ways, you are showing the middle because you're being the thing you want to see in the world. You're using your platform to give this young girl, the praise that she deserves and has earned. You know what I mean? So, like, you are doing the thing you're complaining about. I'm not complaining about that you want to see right now, which is the dopest shit I'm seeing in real time. This is awesome, actually. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, we're always going to see both, you know, bad because it's easy to promote and the good because people like you, and I guess featuring me, are pushing that stuff out so that it can be a reminder that, hey, yo, the world might be ending, but we shall not go gently into that soft good night.
right, bro. So we got another topic to discuss here, and he has no idea what this is. This is going to be.
Of course, I don't.
Interesting. I came across this on Instagram and this is it actually is coming from the it's on site Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
At it's on site, and it this is actually what caught my eye. As it says here, man claims he would charge women $2,500 minimum just to visit him in prison. And there's a quote here, I was providing things they were not getting out in the world. So I'm going to play this little clip here, Wes, and I want you to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can let me know what you think about this, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on a second.
And I always tell him, like, mind you, I had a whole song and dance. First of all, you couldn't even come visit me in prison until you sent me at least $2,500. Like, that was, like, the hurdle. Like, if you thought, like, you had to pay out your way. You got to pay out your way.
$2,500.
You couldn't visit me until $2,500 was clear.
To visit a in prison.
Yes. Because this is the thing. This is what you're paying for.
I thought I heard it all.
You want me? I give it to you up here. Yeah, we got time to fucking day. So first and foremost, it was $2,500 just for them to even be able to see me in person. That's gonna cost you.
Because okay, Usher.
I know for
it costs more to see you than Usher.
Because I knew for a fact that I was providing things that they were not getting. See, what you have to understand about the world and why I was able to navigate it like that, first of all, I look away. Mm. Second of all, I'm intelligent. Mm. Third, my conversation is fucking world spending, right? And on top of that, I can give you something that they're not going to give you out in the world. I can really give you time and attention. So first of all, you got to pay me to listen to your problems.
Paying for the experience.
You have to pay me that will stop real shit. I get a lot of women that always ask me about Jill talk, right?
Yeah.
They like, is he Jill talking me and blah, 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 blah. This is really my real friend in real life, like in real time. And he will tell you about the thousands of dollars I was funneling to him through women from in prison.
So, Wes, you've just heard this. Before you even begin, I just want the listeners to know that the look on your face is everything. You are bothered, clearly, by what's going on.
That's one word we can use.
Also, can we also talk about how this man, his whole fit, it looked like he was wearing a used tampon. But go ahead, Wesley.
Okay, well, there are levels to this. And only people who will fucking understand can understand how these levels are one contribute to the whole, but are also completely separate from each other. So, the levels are described as thus. One level, hey, if you can, wherever you can get it, if you can find some dumb biddies to give you money, that's willing to see your ass. Sorry, folks. Not talking about you. I'm talking about folks way worse. And they believe they're receiving something of equal or more value of it. Fine. Same thing. If you want to spend $200 on a photo with Chris Brown. To do whatever in that photo, fine. It's your money. You can do whatever you want with it. You work hard for it. Spend it how you want, boo-boo. Okay?
Do you think that one is sadder than the other? Like, you mentioned the women who pay, like, thousands of dollars to take a photo with Chris Brown to make it look like they're together versus this man charging women just to see him in prison, and they pay that. Which ones do you think is worse?
Well, they're both sad, but they're just different flavors of sad. It's like Rocky Road and rainbow sherbet. Like, it's just the same.
They're
it's
delicious, but they're just it's
they're both ice cream. They're both delicious.
Sherbet ice cream.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
Nevertheless, so another level to this is, why are you doing this? Why? There's already enough on black men as it is. There's already enough that we have to deal with on our shoulders within our own community and with our own women in the current state. Now this. So I mean, God, shit.
See, y'all got right now the trending black men. Y'all got Blueface, y'all got Soulja Boy, y'all got Jonathan Majors, y'all got.
Yeah, right. It's fucked up because he's like on that list by association.
I was just being
and shit.
An asshole.
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, assholes are very useful.
Yes,
now you know,
are.
So
yeah.
It's ugh. And another level to this, I don't know if y'all know about like Derek Jackson. He was like a relationship consultant for a while, and he got caught cheating on his wife, and that became like a whole thing within like the relationship dating space. he's just one example of a slew of individuals, both male and female, both in and out of the African American diaspora, that just use people, use single people, use people who are struggling within their dating and in their relationship lives for money. Because it's the same thing with religion. People need guidance. People feel lost, and people will turn to anybody who feels confident, who gives the perception as if they know what they're talking about, and who gives the perception and the illusion and the aesthetic as if they know what they're talking about, which, honestly enough, ain't that hard. There's been oil salesmen for as long as time has existed, all right? There's been going from town to town saying,
buy this snake oil. It cures hangnail. You don't have to worry about dysentery with this snake oil.
Oh, yeah, cock at it? Oh, this snake oil will fix you right up. Drink it and give it 12 hours. Just enough time for me to get the fuck up out of here.
That's crazy. Let me ask you this, bro. Okay, so clearly there is different levels to this type of behavior and want and need, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, there's different levels to these situations, yeah, given the modern day context of the world.
Yeah, I'm glad you said the modern day context. Would this be equivalent to this man, you know, charging women $2,500 to see him in prison? Would you equate that, I guess, being the same as women who get mad as fuck if you, like, take them to the Cheesecake Factory? You know what I'm saying? Like, they want you to spend way more on them for just meeting them. Me looking like this, and you gonna take me to Cheesecake Factory? And those bitches, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that the same type of behavior, do you think?
It stirs from, like, a similar place. Like, it's all coming from this sense of, there's this sort of little gender war going on right now that, the men can't step up and do what the women need. The women don't want to listen and be submissive and be the helpmates that the men need to be the level of success that, and the level of man that you're asking for. And it's just like it's this Ouroboros.
Stereotypically speaking.
Yes, it's this Ouroboros eating its own tail. And yeah, it's more complex than that due to the years of systematic stuff and a whole bunch of shit that I'm not gonna get into right now. But it's led to this. All of it has led to this. And I mean all of it, from the sexy reds to the single mama epidemic to biddies spending $2,500 on who obviously don't deserve it and who really don't have no real skill, so they got to go on a podcast and talk about how they swilling biddies.
That is so true. Yeah, I ain't got nothing going for me, so let me create a podcast to discuss why I have nothing.
Not even make a podcast. Let me go on other people's podcasts and share my ridiculous ass experiences.
So I can take it from everything that you just fucking said that you 100% agree with this man. I'm just playing. Y'all should have seen his face. This motherfucker had to swallow his anger for a second.
It was salty. It was salty.
Oh,
it's like
God.
Beef jerky, but worse. Way worse.
Oh, shit. Yo, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. You don't know shit about outro.
Oh, what? What? First of all, I got my undergrad in outroology.
I will break another glass in here. Don't. Don't. Are you ready?
Of course.
All right. If there is anything that you can take from this episode, it's there is a very good chance that when you fart, people can see it.
Very good chance.
Very good chance.
And it's not as difficult as you might think to swindle people out of money.
Yes. Professionally silly life rules.
Excuse me.
Thank you. God damn it.
This, oh my God! Okay. Shut the fuck up.
Let me explain to y'all what that
God.
Was about.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
People hold their nose when they sneeze. They believe it to be polite.
No, motherfucker.
It's polite.
We have
regardless if they blow their fucking brain off.
That's not what. No, I'm going to get this off, God damn it. I told you a while ago on the Bert Show that Bert himself shared a story about a man who closed his nose while sneezing. And he blew his trachea open. And I told you about this. And I said, hey, buddy, you might want to stop, you know, closing your nose when you sneeze.
Bro, this is like when we were kids.
And he just did it again.
This is like when we were kids and you would hear stories about, oh, did you hear the story about the kid who who they got bit by a bee, and bee started coming out of his wound, and he just started.
This is nothing like this. No, this actually happened.
I know, but this How is dare this you? Is somebody hearing something, and they're so traumatized by the thought of it happening.
I don't that want your trachea to blow in front of me, especially.
Thank you.
That's why I thanked you for sneezing like a real man after that.
Like a real fucking. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Stop sneezing like you're 5'8", bro. Inside joke. I think I shared it on here. I don't know. You know.
Doesn't matter. It does not matter right now. Okay. More people than you understand or realize do it like that for the sake of not them thinking that it's not spreading germs. You know when you sneeze, your germs is coming out of your mouth at like 30 miles per hour, right? All right. I gotta wipe all that stuff down when we're done. Okay. I don't want to have to do that every single time. All right.
Would you rather your trachea blow open?
Oddly enough, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, well, who's paying for that surgery?
Because that's how polite I am.
You know, that's my fucking insurance, bitch.
Well, that's fine. Okay, I'll figure it out. I'll try to GoFundMe. All right, because my politeness has led to me being in this situation.
And when they hear this podcast episode, they're going to know that you're full of shit. And you're going to be ignored when it comes for that insurance policy. They're going to be like, nope, we're not going to cover you because Amber told you on her podcast. Because I'm famous. Everyone listens to
Okay, this isn't liable. You can't play this in court. I hope not.
If you can play rap lyrics in court, you can play a podcast in court.
Oh, well, if that's the case, you're definitely going to jail for stabbing me 7 times.
Oh, damn. Yo, we missed last week's episode. You might want to go ahead and take a listen.
Yeah. Go back and listen to my death.
Oh, man, let's get back to this outro. Shout out to my listeners. It's a hell of a sidebar. I just don't want your trachea open in front of me, bro. It's gross.
Okay, I'll work on it. You know it takes time. What is it, 21 days before something becomes a habit?
Well, you haven't done it. You haven't... All right. Subscribe to the podcast, goddammit. Oh, you guys are fucking titties, man. You know I love you. And most importantly, I love the ears that are attached to your faces. Mm. Yes.
You're nipples to me. If you're tits to her, you're just nipples to me. That's the best part. You're the best part to me.
I looked at you with such confusion. I was like, did you just call my listeners nipples? What the fuck? And then you got all close to your microphone and shit. Your nipples to me. What kind of fucking Ed Gein bullshit was that?
We're trying to connect with your audience, all right?
Yo, find another way. God, you creepy bastard. Yo, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review for my podcast. Help me out. It's the best way for me to find new listeners. And if it's your first time listening, come on back and join in on all the silly.
Bring it on back.
Not you ever. Where's my glass bottle?
Oh, he's shit.
Really trying.
You
to
saved it? Oh, fuck.
And glass. And.
Wait. I
thought. Yeah. How many was that?
5.
Oh, that was less than the last time I stabbed you.
But it's sharper. Use a different glass.
The Hennessy bottles is thick. They thick. So yeah, leave that a review. Wes, don't bleed on my floor. God damn it. Where's your Tide pin? You have a Tide pin on you?
This is what I do for you people. I'm a rare blood type.
Everybody listening is like, what the fuck?
They don't just have that blood just laying around, okay?
Yo, she stabs him every episode? Is this new? All the new listeners are going to be like, yo, I think she stabs him every episode. No, it was just this one and the last one. But he had it coming, though.
No, I do.
Yo, maybe don't share this podcast with a friend. I don't have time for court.
Yeah, this shouldn't be the first one they listen to.
Yeah, it really shouldn't be.
Go back like 10 episodes and then like start
from
there.
This should not be the first one. Down below in the show notes, check out my link tree. I got my link down there. So all of my social medias are down there. Both of my YouTube channels, my TikTok, all of that. You can find me there. You can also go ahead and leave me an email. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And you can text or... you can leave me a voicemail on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Wesley, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin. Yo, how can they find you, bro?
Oh, they can find me, just look up, believe, and I'll be right behind you. I'll be there every time. All right? But if you don't want to do that, you can also hit me up on the social medias. DJ Hey Cousin on TikTok, by Wes Roberts, like the author, on Instagram, on Twitter/X, because everybody still ain't calling it an X. I'm still calling it Twitter low-key. It's Wes D. Roberts or Capricorn Jenkins. And I'm putting some new stuff up. It's great. It's funny. I love social media as an observer, from an observing standpoint, but actually contributing to it is a completely different metric of satisfaction.
So, I had to make you post the other day.
She said, yo, if you don't post something, I'm going to stab you again. And I did, and she did it anyway. So it really just kind of
it's not my fault.
Muffles the whole trust thing a little bit.
Towards stabbing you, only you.
Ah,
I don't
okay.
stab other people.
I figured that.
Yeah.
I figured that. But just the way, you know, we've kind of built this friendship for a while, and the fact we've gotten to the stabbing portion of the friendship, kind of just, it's rough. What are you doing with that? Huh?
What?
What are you? Hey.
What?
Hey, hold on now.
What? Stab. That makes six. What if I twist it? There you go. Yeah. So anyways, I got a P.O. box if you're interested in writing me. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533.
Send help.
Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250.
This is the end.
Once again, I'm your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones.
I just shit on myself.
Is the Professionally Silly Station right here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously.
I can't feel my feet.
And oh, he's passing out. That's crazy. That's insane. Anyways, until next time, peacefully listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. You all right, Wes?
It's cold.
Yeah, I think it might snow tonight. This is my stance on this. I feel like they can only see it if they're staring at your ass while
directly.
You're farting.
Yeah,
farting. While you're farting. Unless someone's like staring at your ass all day. Oh, big booty bitches gotta watch out. Because when you think about it, it's gonna trail like, you know, when you see like a cartoon, like when Jerry was being chased by Tom and he would go under the bed and you see him like running under the comforter and shit. Big booty bitches have to worry about their farts looking like that.
Well, yeah, it's big booty bitches. That's like having a scope on your gun.
Yeah.
So it travels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Damn, I wish I was recording this. This is hilarious. Yeah. Anyways, Mara, that's my answer.